One of the things that they're indicating initially is there's factors in your energy field that's keeping me from feeling that I'm, it's like I keep searching and I keep looking, but I can't seem to find, there's a couple different things that you're doing with yourself that have allowed me to feel relaxed and content. However, on the flip side, there's another aspect of yourself that is still continuing to reach this level of content with yourself. The funny thing about it is you have a habit of expressing lighter energies to people around you, but when it comes to you, you have a tendency of being harder with yourself. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, basically what it's saying is, instantly, it's almost like you've been working really hard on yourself, but you can't quite seem to find out why you're not getting past certain blocks and certain energies that you can't even get your hand on. It's like you can't put your finger on it. You know, you feel it, but you don't really understand it. Now, I'll help you understand this in just a little bit, because I need to get this clarified. A lot of times, when I'm able to speak what they're bringing through, it'll help make sense for me to put the pieces of the puzzle together. Basically, what's happening is I'm feeling like you're in your own little world that is keeping you from. It's like you're. It's like you keep sending this like boomerang to yourself. Okay. A lot of times they'll be very blunt, so don't ever take it offensively. It's almost like you just gave them permission to bring it all to the surface. Do you understand this? Okay. Okay, we're gonna get past those blocks, because your energies are really holding me tight. It's like I'm still having a hard time even discussing it, bring it to the surface, because you're having a hard time facing it. Okay. Have you been experiencing or feeling for quite a while, I would even say a couple years or so back, of finding ways to it's almost like lighten up or be kinder to yourself.
Yes.
Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
The funny thing about it is that you don't really have issues of this externally. Like, you tend to treat people better outside than you do yourself. Does this make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. Okay. Okay. He's having a difficult time bringing this in for himself. Okay, we need to get to the bottom of this. Hold on. Okay, just one moment. Okay, they're saying that you'd like to have things go more smoothly in your life, but you're having a hard time with it. Do you understand this? It's almost like I'm feeling like it's not even specifically external senses; they're internal senses that keep making me feel like I'm not on a. It's like they show. This is sometimes I have to find the right words, because a lot of times it's like they play charades, or I can feel, and then I have to fit the appropriate human words that are limited. Into expressing what I'm picking up and what I'm feeling. It's almost like riding a horse carriage. You go over bumps and rocks. I'm not feeling like you're you know, like in this time zone with riding on a smooth pathway with your vehicle. I keep feeling like these bumps keep, just when I think I'm able to relax, here comes another one. Do you understand this? This is what I keep feeling is happening with your life. You can't seem to find a level of peace and content that just keeps you gliding for a little while. There's always something that comes up into the picture, and it's very unnerving. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with external senses, though. However, it reflects externally into your world. So, for example, you might have certain things like, okay, I know this sounds really strange, but a lot of times things happen exactly the way they need to so they can explain it. Kind of like even though you were a little concerned about having to bring your daughter, until you found out that it was okay, it kind of like, okay, now what? Now what next? Do you understand this? It's like things things always come up, something always comes up, and I don't sometimes know how to handle it or deal with it, even though I end up doing it anyway. However, that very quick jolt of feeling that you experience between finally getting to the bottom of it and first when it first hits you is very uncomfortable for you. That's why it's not like it's anything huge. It's not like big things are occurring in your life. It's the little things that keep bugging you. Do you understand this? Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on. They're actually saying you're better at handling bigger issues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. You're quite the opposite for most people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. He doesn't know how, though. Okay. Just a second. Okay. Oh, boy. Okay. Okay. Let me express to you what they were telling me. When I have this conversation with them, I want you to try and stay in a factor of not judging, because I'm reverting what they ended up letting me know so that you know where I'm coming from. When I first said, how is he to have to go through the methods and direction to allow him not to be in that place? And they said, he has to learn to lighten up with himself. And I said, well, how is he going to do that? Because it's not something you can just tell someone to do. And they said, it's very simple. However, for him, it's going to seem like it's difficult, but the shift is already occurring, and it's a matter of taking it one day at a time. Now, I'm going to give you more methods and more direction. However, one of the first things they want to indicate to you is that you're having to be in a place where, even though I don't fully understand what's happening to me or what's occurring, I know in my heart that I'm wanting this to take place, and I'm going to allow it, even though I don't know how it's going to happen. Now, one of the things that happens with these readings that is really, really strange, and I still haven't been able to get my finger on it, when you come to a reading, you automatically give them permission to let you know whatever it is that you've been needing to know that you haven't been listening to is coming directly through me. So you're getting hit with it really hard today, even though at times it has a really, you know, it's kind of hard. Oh my God, I don't know if I want to hear that. It doesn't matter. It's time. You asked for it. You're here.
Right.
If you weren't ready, you wouldn't have showed up. And it's very simple. I've had people cancel 5 million times and they just never showed up. They couldn't do it. You're in a place where you're almost like, okay, I'm tired of it. Just hit me. Give it to me. Do you understand this? You've been working and working and working and trying to figure it out, but you can't get to the bottom of it. The energies, what I keep saying, it's not like you have a whole lot of things going around you. It's all these little things that keep bugging me. It's like I can't seem to find that level of tranquility that I keep looking for, and I don't even know why. Do you understand this? Okay, it's kind of like sometimes you have a habit of, why do I keep having these feelings? What's the root cause of it? And I can't get to the bottom of it. Does this make sense?
Right.
Okay, hold on. Okay, and I just want to let you know that these energies tend to affect every aspect of your life. Okay. Okay, okay. So they're coming back to the surface. What they're indicating is taking it one day at a time from now on out simply means that you're trusting them to work with you. Now, even though you don't fully understand how it's going to, you're going to start noticing little things that are going to start shifting in your life that you've never noticed before. So for example, let's say you're working on a project. You would have gotten frustrated at one time. This time you just kind of sit back and go, okay, I don't quite know what I'm going to do with it, but I'm just going to kind of like take a few minutes to myself and just relax. Whereas before, your mind would go and go and go and go. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
What you're not realizing is you're wrapping yourself up in humanness. Now, I'm sure that you and Angela have talked about this before, or there's an aspect of spirituality that you tried to decipher of humanness and spirituality. How do they interlink with each other, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't sound like you've been that closed off to alternative ways of thinking. Do you understand this? You have a habit of, okay, thank you. They showed me having you be in the box, but you have a habit of peeking out, wondering what's out there. However, you tend to be very structured. You have your ways, and you like to stay in those ways. Do you understand this? Okay, hold on. They're helping you get out of your ways because it's what's hurting you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. Boy. Okay. 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 They're telling me you also have a habit of placing the lid on the box and sometimes choking yourself. That means that you have a hard time breathing. What that means is that sometimes, without you realizing it, you get yourself so wrapped up that you have a hard time catching yourself and letting yourself relax. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Okay, just one moment. Okay, okay. They're indicating to me that right now you're smack in the middle in your life, working yourself to climb out of the box and to get to the other side. Your illusion is that there's a box in the first place. Do you know what that means?
Mm-hmm.
You have a hard time taking your mind. Are you very, like, mechanical?
Mechanical.
Okay. Is your job or your energies that you normally surround yourself tend to be pretty, not specifically organized or structured, kind of like, I don't know if it's like monotonous, but it makes me feel like it's kind of like yes, it keeps making me feel very like I need to get my mind has the same type of, like, it's like I keep going with the same thing over and over and over. It's what's keeping you in the box without really realizing it.
Mm-hmm.
Does this make sense? Okay, hold on. Okay, they're gonna help me help you understand how to get out of this. Just one moment. Oh. Okay. Okay. Okay, I understand. Okay. What happens sometimes in these readings is they'll suggest to you certain methods that, even if it doesn't make sense now, as you process it and shift and change your energy, it ends up coming out on the other side as you would have wanted it in the first place, even though you didn't understand the process, you just did it. One of the things that they normally recommend is you have two choices. Either do it and change it, or don't do it and stay stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be there anymore. Otherwise, you wouldn't have showed up here. Now, as bizarre as this might seem, this is what they're asking you to do. And you're going to catch yourself, because what happens a lot of times is, even if you're not focused or fully aware of it, they will help remind you. And they, when I say they, is whatever it is people want to presume. Your team members, which can include your angels, spirit guides, your higher self. I usually call it tapping into our Einstein, because we have an aspect of ourselves on our subconscious level that is so unbelievably intelligent, that knows it all. And that is what it's maybe sometimes call it your little voice, the part of you that is the all-knowing. Do you understand this? Okay. So basically, you'll hear something, or all of a sudden they'll subconsciously send you a message, and you'll go, oh yeah, okay, that's right, I got to do that. But you didn't realize it came from them. It actually came from them and you, so it's not important where it came from. Okay, so basically what's happening is they're helping you shift your energy right here and right now, because you're wanting to. You're at a place where it's kind of like you've either been banging your head against the wall for a while and you don't know what else to do. You've been asking what's going on in your life that keeps making me feel like it's very monotonous and I can't get out of it. I feel trapped. Are you stagnant?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, because I'm feeling like I need new energies or new shifts or new thoughts in my mind. Okay, so here's what's happening. They're having you be in a place where what's going to shift it is simply, you have a habit observing, but when you observe, you think too much. You're overthinking. Do you understand this? Your mind will go over and over and over something. That's why I was asking about the mechanical aspect. You have a habit of just, like, it's the same thing over and over and over. They're asking you to shift your thoughts in. Being in a state of observation, that means utilizing the words that are important. However, for the next month, they're asking you to be in a place where, that's it, you don't criticize or use judgment for yourself. Now, this is a really hard place to be, but what it's going to do is it's going to help you shift your energy so that you can learn to get out of the box. What you're not realizing is, as you're in that box, you're holding yourself back. And he's not totally understanding why. Okay. I gotta try and help you understand this. Okay, are you wondering or feeling where life is going for you right now?
Not too much, no.
Okay, are you in a place where you're feeling like you'd like a shift, but you don't know what it is that you'd like?
I don't know what you mean by shift.
Okay, something different, something new, something, I'm feeling like I'm needing something deeper. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling like I'm in a place, it doesn't mean I'm not happy.
Emotionally, spiritually, intellectually, yes.
Okay.
Personally, no.
Okay. I don't care about the humanness. I'm talking about the aspect of you, any time when we connect with these readings, it's very spiritual, it's very mental, it's very emotional. It has nothing to do with physical aspects. If it has, we'll tell you about it later. However, right now, that's why they keep using stagnant. It's because you've kept yourself in this box without realizing it. Now, it's not a bad thing. It just means that you've given yourself a challenge in life, and you're in the middle of it right now. I wouldn't be surprised if for the last couple years there's been a part of you that started to wake up more, maybe more discussions with what's really going on out there, what else is out there. It's like okay, thank you. It's like up until a couple years ago, I felt more like I was living in kind of like just a fantasy land of humanness. Doing what I need to do, surviving, getting by, etc. And then all of a sudden I started feeling like something else needs to happen. Something else needs to occur. Do you understand this?
Have
you been pretty much, how was your, up until a couple years ago, how have you been pretty much living your life?
I don't know if I can really explain that in a few words.
Okay. It doesn't mean that you hadn't been experiencing. It just means that you had been focusing more on the human aspects than you have the spiritual aspects.
I described it, I'm just getting by, yeah.
Okay, that's what it is. It's just like, I'm just kind of like, okay, I'm just on earth and I'm just doing what needs to be done. What's happening to you now is you're waking up. You're starting to feel things that you've never felt before. You're starting to think about things you've never thought of before. You're starting to ask questions like you've never asked before. You're starting to feel like you're living in colors instead of seeing colors.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? There's a different shift occurring with you right now. You've been smack in the middle of it for the last couple of years. However, you haven't understood it, so you haven't been able to put your finger on it. That's what's occurring in your life right now. It's a very strange, you're going through something I've never even experienced before, or even, I've never even had this information come to the surface, which means that you're becoming less robotic and more, it's like you're coming out of the illusion, you're going into the reality. And the reality is, it's all up here from a metaphysical standpoint than it is from a human standpoint, and you're getting out of your head. Your head has pretty much said, okay, I need to survive, I need to do this, I need to work, this is the stuff I need to get by on, these are the things that I need to do. All of a sudden you stop and said, okay, but what's it all for? What's it all about? Do you understand this? Have you been in your head a lot this last year? Have you been doing a lot of thinking? Okay. How has your thoughts been affecting you lately?
Depends what you mean by lately.
Okay, the last year.
All over the place.
Okay. As you're feeling disaligned, it's actually a good thing, just to let you know. when your mind starts to go all over the place, it's crying out for help.
Right.
That's what you're doing right now. Is you've allowed yourself to say, listen, I can't take this anymore. I need some alignment. I need to find out what's going on up here so that I can bring some peace and content. That's all you're looking for. You're not looking for anything else but aligning your energy so that you can feel more comfortable being here. Does this make sense?
Mm-hmm.
However, I don't want to continue being here without really feeling it. I'm not saying feeling from a human perspective. I'm talking about really living it, which is what's happening with you in your lifetime right now. Okay, hold on. Okay. 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 It's gonna take him for a while. Okay. Okay. What's happening with you is that you're having to be in a place where the only choices that you have at this time in your life that you've given yourself is not only to accept the shift, allow yourself to begin to live it, even though you don't fully understand how, and allow yourself to slowly move out of the box by trusting the process that's occurring right now. This is a really, really, really hard thing for you to accept because you're the type of person that wants to know, not specifically why, but I want to understand it. You're the type of person that's always looking for answers. Do you understand this? You want to get to the bottom of it. You don't like to just settle. You want to get it resolved. You understand this? That's your human level of thinking. That's, in retrospect, actually getting you in trouble from living and aligning spiritually with your humanness, and without fully accepting the factors of trust, you're not going to be able to get past this block. So basically what they're saying, which I know you're probably not going to like, is they're having you, since you opened up and gave yourself permission to start moving out of the box, they're having you trust that whatever is coming in your future, even if it's tomorrow or the next week or a couple months from now, it's exactly in the way that it's meant to be, and trust it. You at times have a habit of fighting things in your life. You don't generally like a lot of things that occur here and there, and you have kind of like a, you want to get control over it. Do you understand this? They're flipping that. They're totally turning that upside down for you and saying, unless you learn to release and let go of the control factors and allow yourself to accept everything that is meant to come into your life as it is, you're not going to be able to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Does this make sense? Okay, hold on. That's really funny. Okay. They're pointing to Ashley. She's the one that's helping you let go. Do you two live together?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Oh, I understand. Okay. Do you have a habit of being a little structured or organized at home? Like certain things have to be a certain way?
Certain things.
Okay. Be careful and lighten up a little, because the energies are rubbing off on Ashley. It's not a bad thing. It's keeping her from feeling like she can get out of the box.
Right.
I don't know if this makes any sense, but I'll help you understand this. Her energies when she first walked in, and I'm not surprised that they're bringing this up because it's connected to you actually working together. She's meant to be in your life. I'm just letting you know. It was a direct hit all of a sudden. However, what's happening is she's helping you lighten up, but they keep blocking me from having you teach her certain types of structure. She needs to breathe a little more. What's going on with her? She's trying to relax in the house. Okay, I want you to understand that anything and everything comes up, do not take it offensively. There's a reason why it's happening, because a lot of times you don't even see it or understand it, okay? It's not a bad thing, it just means that it needs to be shifted. Okay, hold on. Okay, does she have a place, how do I put this? Does she have a place in time, or a time and place in her life at home?
For herself?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like she has, there's certain things that she can do, there's certain things she can't do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, watch the borders on that, because it's restricting her from being herself.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this sounds really strange, and it's no pointing fingers, nothing like that. It's just what happens is, if there's issues going on with you, it reflects onto your children.
Right.
It reflects onto your environment. Do you understand this? Okay. So basically what's happening is, without you realizing it, she's teaching you to be less constrictive with yourself and to lighten up. I wouldn't be surprised if you started doing more of this after she was born. You started being kinder to yourself.
Well, she's adopted, so.
Okay. How long has she been around?
5 years.
Oh, okay, sorry. They went to 5. I shouldn't have asked you that. I should have asked them first. Okay, hold on. She was meant to come into your lives. Okay. Have you seen the kinder and more relaxed shift that you've taken since she's come into your life?
Mm-hmm.
She did that on purpose. She's helping you. Sometimes it's hard to understand that people actually wait to come into your life at a certain time to be able to utilize the lessons that are supposed to be there. Do you understand this? Okay, hold on. She's helping you even more. She's helping you greater than, for some odd reason, it's no coincidence that she came with you today. I need to find out why they're tapping you into that. Hold on. Oh, Do you know or sense anything about Ashley's nature from a spiritual perspective?
I don't know if I could describe that.
Okay, let me help you. I'm picking up, and I'm not surprised. Her energy is very, very good. She's got, how do I put it? She's a light worker. Do you know what that means?
I know what that means.
Okay.
Your description sounds accurate.
She's so amazingly strong, it's not even funny. Does her energy in general when you're around, don't take this from a human perspective, have a more, like, I can do this feel? I can do this? Like, I can do this? I don't, it's not that she doesn't need help. It's almost like making me feel like a tomboy.
I know what you're saying.
But the reason why they're bringing this up, so just bear with me. A lot of times it could be indirect for the reason why she had to be here. I just wing it, so I don't understand what they're trying to get through. Okay. Okay. They're saying the bottom line is that she specifically came into your life to be able to help you grow. She's helping you actually get out of the box, but also at the same time understanding keep her from getting in the box. Okay, I understand. She's been out of the box forever. She's never been in the box. Being in the box means that you're keeping yourself from expanding and developing and growing, okay? There's certain things that you do that you don't realize. When you're learning to shift energies, that means getting out of the box and doing things that you wouldn't ordinarily do. Do you understand this? Maybe thinking thoughts that you never had thought before. Oh, that's a pretty good one. I never thought about it that way. Or simply saying, oh, I'm not going to judge it, whereas in the past I would have, this time I'm not. Oh, I'm not going to be as hard on myself, where in the past I would have been. Do you understand this? It's like you're going through a huge change in your life, and you're right in the middle of it occurring, which means that even though it started the last couple years or so, it's like it kind of trickled into it, and now it's gotten really strong. You're developing for the next couple of years to come out of that, and you're flip-flopping from becoming more spiritual on this side and less human on this side. That's why you're starting to feel and you're not able to explain what's going on with you. That's why your thoughts are running rampant, because your ego's trying to get in to block it. Those are the blocks that they're trying to alleviate and dissolve so that you can help relax yourself and grow into understanding what's going on with you when you need to. Okay. What's going on in your life right now that they brought up all this information? I'm not getting it. They're not telling me. What I want to know from your perspective is what's going on in your life, because whatever they do, they bring up the most important aspects first. So whatever is going on in your life, this needed to come up. It's not specifically to let you know, okay, we're going to help you understand what's going on with you, because for whatever reasons you might have been thinking, what's been going on with me lately? Where am I? What's coming up? How am I being affected, etc. Do you understand this? It's not just specifically that. There's something that's been going on in your mind that has been making me feel like I've needed to get answers and I've needed to get to the bottom of this. Where have you been in your head lately?
I don't know if that really describes.
Okay.
Trying to explain myself. I don't know if that really describes anything unusual for me, because I've always been somehow in that state.
Okay.
It's been more extreme on the spiritual side the last couple of years.
Okay, which is what's been happening with you specifically to help you understand what you've been like in your whole life before this. Do you understand this? That's why I was saying you're going from human to spiritual.
Right.
So even though you've always been like that, you've never really been able to put your finger on it. Now you're going to. Do you understand this?
That makes sense.
But I don't understand how right now. So just be patient with yourself. That's why they're asking you when they were saying earlier. Remember when they were saying he's not going to totally understand what the heck does all this mean? Why? I don't fully understand it. It's like you understand the fact that it's happening, but okay, maybe why it's happening, I understand that too, but then do I really understand how I'm supposed to be going through the process, or really why? No. You will later, not right now. sometimes they can't give me things that you wouldn't be able to intellectualize or comprehend at the moment, because it would be null and void.
Mm-hmm.
Down the road, when you get it, it's like if you were to come back in a year, I'm not saying you have to, but if you were to come back in a year, I would be able to say, okay, this is where you are in this level, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, oh my God, remember when you did this reading for him, even though you don't remember the reading, you told him, blah, blah, blah. And I went, oh my God, his energies. And all of a sudden I'll be able to feel what you've done and how you've gotten it. And without you expressing it to me, you would all of a sudden smile and go, I got it. Whereas right now you're not getting it. Does that make sense? Even though you don't fully understand or comprehend that right now. Hold on. Okay, they said we're teaching him to get out of his ego, human thinking and head, and allow him to open and express his spiritual intelligence, which simply means that you're waking up to tapping into new aspects of thinking like you've never thought of before. So you're going to be more kind and more patient to yourself. You're going to be more, it's kind of like, oh, I never thought about it that way. That's a great way of thinking about it. Do you understand this? It's almost like I'd say cracking the door open for your Einstein intelligence, like I suggested before. There must have been something that you've been wanting to connect more to your intuition, because they're bringing that to the surface. You're wanting to know.